Dear brothers and sisters, this is a religious lecture for the interested people to think. In the religion, especially in Hinduism, a man and woman doing devotion towards God have the effect of the psychological transformation at one stage. This path can be found out in the Hinduism to divert the human mind entirely to the different path which has no connection with the worldly life. For this type of transformation, devotion of the personal God is the central theme of each and every saint of this nation. This transformation of the human mind is possible because of the powerful concentrated devotion of the personal God. The religious people are in the path of their realization. The finality of this is to merge the self-feeling of a man and a woman with their beloved consort. It is a way of scientific direction. In the scientific way, the transformation is possible. Only deepest concentrated devotion can divert the human mind from one path to another path. Our human brain's nature is almost a stereotype nature in its thinking and discharging the habits. The naturality of all the human beings of the world is the present common condition of the universe. Transformation from one naturality to another naturality is a very hard process of the mind. Hinduism has got one way of devotion to make the mind shift to the devotional path. The path is called the Nayaka Nayaki Bhava of the Bhakti cult. In this way, the devotee feels at all time that he is a fiancé to his personal deity. Such feeling is the way of devotion. The consort in front of his devotion is the only masculine figure in the universe. The fellow men of the universe are all fiancés of God. In certain centuries, in India, at every corner of the nation, this type of cult was preached strongly among the people. Now this feeling is in the blood of the Indians. Knowing or without knowing the fact, from the Himalayas to Cape Comorin, all religious-minded people expect some sort of experience in their physical body at the time of doing devotion. Philosophy-knowing people are negligible in India, but the good, ambitious people are more. Whatever may be the cause to divert the worldly mind completely to the other side is helping for the realization. Almighty is in the personal form as well in the universal energy and knowledge. The absolute knowledge is called the Jnana, and it is the final path of the Hinduism. The personal God are all to have the devotional spirit in the physical body and slowly transcending to the mind and then to the brain will finally change the path of the brain. When the final act comes to a man, the transformation stage can be seen by the people in the action of the saints and seers. A saint who is a devotee of Goddess reaches this stage of transcending the feeling to the mind. He behaves like a woman and has the gestures in the physical body, and his immersed feeling is that he and the Goddess are one. His feeling of dualism completely ceases. In Hinduism, so many saints are in this stage. In the Shiva and Vishnu devotional cult, consort is their only masculine figure, Purushottama, and the rest of the Jivas are all the loving fiancées of Shiva and Vishnu. This transformation stage of Nayaka Nayaki Bhava is true and it is a real cult in Hinduism. It gives the realization to a man and a woman. To merge with God is possible in this line. This cult is action oriented and it is called as Bhava Darshanam. The experience of the realized souls can be inferred from their writings. Being the replica of a personal God is called Bhava Darshanam. The Bhava Darshana is a processing stage. In Saivism, Manikyavasakar attained this Nayaki stage. Lord Shiva is his husband. He wrote a Tamil book detailing all the sexual experiences. The name of the book is Thirukkovayar. The saint Jayadeva wrote his experiences with Krishna in the book Ashtapadi. Thirunavukkarasar was another one. In recent times, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa has attained that stage. Hinduism has got several paths. Loving the God is one of it. Thank you for all.